This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, and the 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. And don't forget about the linemen over in Louisiana and Texas and Arkansas getting the power back on for the folks. Thank you very much for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check us out, our brand new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, lawyers. I talked to a lawyer, a Republican lawyer that was going to go out to California, to the San Francisco area from Florida, to cover the election out there in an area they thought was going to be contested. But lawyers for Biden, lawyers for Trump, lining up all across America, more than what they normally would put out there for what they believe is going to be a contested election fight.
As of, I think, sometime last week, the Biden campaign had mobilized as many as 600 lawyers.
Yep.
Now, the Biden campaign was jumping up and down and cheering the fact that they had raised $347 million in the last, week or so. So it's kind of like, ha, 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 we got all this money. But if they're going to go out and hire 600 plus lawyers, that money's going to go away pretty quickly.
There goes the money.
On the other hand, the Trump campaign has also done the same thing with lawyers. And if I'm not mistaken, there's some pretty interesting names on the list, including our own former attorney, Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
Now, it's not an unusual thing for campaigns to enroll lawyers at the beginning of the campaign, but as these things are developing, especially with this whole ballot scandal, mailing them in and all this other kind of stuff, that's added a whole new layer of concern.
Mm-hmm.
So the other fact is, and it's not an unusual thing, is that the FBI out of the Department of Justice, which is what they do now pretty much every election cycle, is they send in agents to, I guess what you would say is highly contested battleground states.
Mm-hmm.
and voting districts, to watch over, the process. We don't know how many they're going to send this time, but for the fight between Hillary and Trump in that race 4 years ago, it was pretty significant. And as it got closer, they kept adding FBI agents.
Mm-hmm.
So there can't be any funny business going on at these when they count these ballots.
Okay. Now, we've been told that a vitamin D deficiency is linked to people getting COVID, and some people are starting to load up on vitamin D. But if you take a bunch of extra vitamin D, it should be combined with something called K2. Now, K2 is a regulator that works with vitamin D3 and calcium, and too much D is not, and not enough K2 will leave too much calcium in the bloodstream, where in the bloodstream it could lay down plaque deposits on the sides of the blood vessels, which could lead to a stroke or heart failure. And they're, you know, you got to remember that when you load up on vitamin D, and a lot of people are doing that.
A study just came out from the University of Chicago that published this research that vitamin D. It was kind of interesting how they said it. Vitamin D deficiency raises the risk. If you have a deficiency, it raises the risk of a COVID-19 infection by 77%.
Mm-hmm.
That's a significant number.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not read the research paper, but, you know, anytime somebody comes out with things like this, the population really does need to check with, you know, their physicians to see if this is a smart thing to do. There are consequences to overdoing off-the-shelf, over-the-counter type situations. So anyway, 77% is the number. Now, this paper is being peer-reviewed by the New England Journal of Medicine. And if that helps, then great. But vitamin D is really sunlight.
Yeah.
We're not getting enough because we're all housebound, but, you know, nonetheless.
Unless you're out playing tennis 3 times a week, right?
Exactly.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right after this break. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I currently take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and they are working wonders for me. I'll tell you, my doctor believes that it's caused me to lower my blood pressure and lose a bunch of weight because of what it does. And I tend to agree 100% with him on that, too. Now, the thing of it is if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting enough of your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and who is, then I got a great deal for you. It's called balanceofnature.com. You can go over there, and for a limited time, you can get a 35% discount rather on the Balance of Nature products, whatever they have there, and their wellness products that they have. All you got to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And you can also give them a call, if you'd like, at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them the call at 800-246-8751. Remember, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com. And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about a petition that you just pointed out to me at change.org about Nancy Pelosi and bringing her up on ethics charges, I believe is what you said, for her little trip to the hair salon.
What she did was not only violate California law, but she violated COVID-19 restrictions, AB5 restrictions, and health ethics violations. So there are some California businesses that kind of started this petition against her, and now they want the rest of the country to do that. So I sent you the link.
Yep.
So this is a petition that would put Pelosi before the House Ethics Committee. So I would suggest, you know, signatures on this one. Not that the House Ethics Committee has any teeth to it, because it doesn't, but it's what it is really kind of a major demerit on her resume.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I just put it out. I put it out there to begin with in the chat room. So that's where it's at right now for the gang in there to see. All right. Now, the administration is talking about using the RICO Mafia law on protesters. Now, you're very well versed in what that is.
Well, the RICO statute it happened a long time ago because of mafia. But what it is it prohibits conspiracies to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you go across state lines. So it was one that Rudy Giuliani, when he was a prosecutor of the Southern District of New York, used in a very robust and quite successful way to prosecute a lot of the mafia. So I've been kind of yelling and screaming on this one for quite some time because it does meet the RICO violations threshold in a big, huge way. I don't know that it's not the Department of Justice does not want to do it. I think that the Department of Justice, if I know anything about them and the U.S. Marshals and the FBI, is they want to be such a slam dunk on, the people and the monies that they have to, they don't have any choice but to plead guilty.
Now, the DOJ also has said they may file a Google antitrust case by the end of this month.
Google is the one among several tech companies that have been under antitrust violations by the Department of Justice for several months.
Mm-hmm.
If they're speaking about something by the end of September, that means that they must be awfully close. Antitrust generally ends up meaning that they've got to pay if it's proven to be in violations of antitrust, and they would, nobody goes to jail on that. They just pay some colossal fines.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could be, we're going to charge you $20 billion. I mean, it could be huge.
Now, we're hearing about the stimulus, and we're hearing that Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi may have some sort of informal agreement to go ahead with their discussion about that, as well as the government funding package, too. What are you hearing?
I hear that it's on paper in pencil form, but there's going to be some interesting, I would say, challenges here, because there's so much money that has gone through all these other relief packages that hasn't been spent yet.
Yeah, it's quite a bit, isn't it? Quite a bit of money.
It's huge. So to keep coming up with other relief packages and spending more money that we don't have is reckless. So that's my point. They're still in talks.
Okay. Well, we'll see where we go with all this. Now, Joe Biden has backtracked on a couple of his things. One of them is the shutdown comments that he's made before about, we'll have to shut down America, things don't work. Well, he backed off on those comments in Kenosha, and he also said that maybe we ought to wear face masks for about 3 months, inside, outside, everywhere we go, to get the COVID numbers down. Well, I don't know where we're going with any of this, but does he really know what he's talking about here?
No, he just doesn't. And if the man comes off script, he's as lost as he can be. So, I was doing some work in my garage yesterday. I had the TV on in there, and I was about half listening to what he had to say while he was in Kenosha or Milwaukee, wherever he really was in this church.
And the guy was just kind of mumbling. He was just kind of going on. But what's particularly fascinating, it struck me, is that he said he was a public defender.
Mm-hmm.
And as I recall, there was some kind of an issue with that. So I started going back. I stopped what I was doing. And I went back. And the Associated Press made an awful lot of corrections to Biden's claims. One saying that he was there on a full, he went to law school on full scholarship, you know, that he was at the top of his class. Well, all of that was false.
Right.
The other thing is that, you know, he felt that it was his public duty to, you know, help out the indigent, you know, so that's why he became a public defender. Well, the truth of the matter is he was an assistant public defender.
Mm-hmm.
And he was only given one case, to represent where a guy had stolen somebody else's cow and sold it.
Mm.
So this big brouhaha on how he built it up about, yeah, public defenders are great, and blah, 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 all that's just an exaggeration beyond definition.
Now, I got a question for you we got earlier on. China is building up their army big time, about 1.5 million plus they've added to the military, and they're making all kinds of threats against Australia, and there's a situation that's getting kind of serious pertaining to Australia. And the U.S. has added more Marines there. We've got more ships in the area, more planes in the area. What's going on down there in the land down under?
They want to control the South China Sea.
Including Australia.
Well, you know, Australia is a very robust ally of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So we will use that as a cudgel against Chinese aggression. Now, then another interesting thing happened here, because remember, poor Taiwan has pretty much declared their independence to China, and China doesn't like that. The Chinese Communist Party continues to say that, you know, they have complete power and hegemony over Taiwan. Well, Taiwan this week issued a brand new version of their passports.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very new upgraded passport, which on it has declared full independence of China.
Mm.
So that's also causing some political issues.
To be continued. All right, you have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you on the weekend edition.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com is the place to go to find out all about her and read her great stories, news stories. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The seven police officers involved with the death of a black man in Rochester, New York, have been suspended with pay. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the action on Thursday. 41-year-old Daniel Prude died in March after an encounter with Rochester police, the incident just becoming public this week after body camera footage surfaced.
What I saw in that video was a man who needed help. A man who needed compassion. A man who needed humanity. He lost his life because of the actions of our police officers.
Pruitt's death ruled a homicide. The cause was complications of asphyxia and the setting of physical restraint. The report also said Pruitt had a small amount of PCP in his system at the time of his death, which would explain his erratic behavior. The New York Attorney General's office is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right about now with their two locations. And I'll tell you where they are around the country. National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. They happen to be, one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, and you can certainly go to either one and become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, to find out more, go online at naa.edu, naa.edu, and you can also go to the telephone line and give them a call to schedule an appointment. That number would be 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080 to find out more about the National Aviation Academy. Now, a good story for one of our Florida military heroes. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is seeking to posthumously upgrade a Silver Star Award to the Medal of Honor for Alwin Cash, United States Army Sergeant First Class, who died while saving others in Iraq nearly 15 years ago. Now, U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Alwin C. Cash from Oviedo, Florida, over near Orlando, was on a combat patrol on October the 17th, 2005, in Samarra, Iraq, when a roadside bomb detonated near the Bradley fighting vehicle carrying him and his fellow soldiers. Cash, 35, suffered fatal burns while repeatedly returning to the burning vehicle to pull his fellow soldiers out from it, despite being on fire himself. He died November 8th of that year at the Brooke Army Medical Center at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. At the time, he was awarded a Silver Star Medal. Now, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told members of Congress this week in a letter that Cash's actions merit the award of the Medal of Honor. And if awarded, Cash would be the first black service member honored with the Medal of Honor in Iraq or Afghanistan. And I'm right there rooting for him, and hopefully he'll get that award. He just certainly deserves it for going above and beyond. And we'll see what happens. In addition, an American soldier who helped to rescue about 70 hostages set to be executed by Islamic State militants in Iraq has been approved to receive the Medal of Honor for his actions during a daring 2015 raid. Also, as troops and veterans and officials gathered aboard the battleship Missouri on Wednesday to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Japanese surrender to end World War II, Defense Secretary Mark Esper used the keynote speech to put a fine point on where the post-war world order stands today. It's also been more than 2 years since Lieutenant J.G. Asante Makala went missing aboard the guided missile cruiser Lake Erie, and no one yet has found the body of the young lieutenant. Now, a seventh service member has died from the coronavirus, as military cases of the disease now surpasses 38,400, according to the Pentagon. And a bipartisan group of 15 senators urged Defense Secretary Mark Esper in a letter to maintain support for Stars and Stripes, that, of course, is the military newspaper that everybody knows about, which could be forced to stop publishing by the end of the month without Defense Department funding. They did not get funding in the last go-around. And we'll see what happens with that. That's going to be interesting, to say the least. Now, we have a comment made here by a senior DOD official in the latest swipe in an increasingly contentious back and forth between Washington and Beijing over nuclear weapons. A senior DOD official said, "I don't believe China when they say they have no first-use policy for their nuclear weapons." Yeah, that would make sense. And the most transnational command in the U.S. military, Strategic Command, is standing up a new Global Integrated Operations Coordination Center to help the joint force prosecute future all-domain warfare across traditional theater boundaries. We'll see how that works out. By the way, a 23-year-old Dallas man pled guilty to a terrorism charge after allegedly spending 5 years handling communications for ISIS, according to the Department of Justice. He pled guilty to the charges, and he was sentenced. And 7 months into the ever-shifting COVID-19 pandemic, the Pentagon's newly updated list of installations with travel restrictions shows officials have listed restrictions at four or more installations and put restrictions back in place for three others. Now, when Defense Secretary Mark Esper sits down to talk with troops about racial insensitivity in the military, he said the biggest issue they call out is the unintended discrimination and insensitivity they face from other service members. Okay. And a new nonpartisan coalition of 15 organizations representing thousands of military members and their family members has now sent letters to all state election officials urging them to send absentee ballots to uniformed and overseas voters no later than September 19th as required by law. And the United States and Russia have now shown a willingness to extend the New START nuclear pact before it expires this year. But the ball is now in Russia's court, and we'll see what happens. The race also has begun for contractors hoping to snag two of the Defense Department's most lucrative military contracts, the opportunity to manage TRICARE, providing health insurance to more than a million service members, retirees, and their families. Also, taking a look at the next major battlefield threat facing U.S. troops, it may, in fact, be undetectable because as the world contends with the COVID-19 pandemic, civilian and U.S. military experts alike are voicing worries that combat units are ill-equipped to detect powerful new bioweapons that are likely to become a reality on the future battlefield. That's not very good. Hopefully that'll change real quick. By the way, a federal appeals court on Wednesday rejected the challenges by Oracle Corporation to the Pentagon's Jedi Cloud Computing contract, reportedly worth $10 billion. And one of the central reasons given by agency leadership for moving the Bureau of Land Management headquarters out of Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado, was that the cost of remaining in the D.C. office would exceed the $50 per rent table or per rentable square foot rate established. That's a cap established by the General Services Admission. And I'm sure that's true, too, by the way. And finally, the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for records about the widespread mail delivery delays that have pulled the Postal Service into the political spotlight as it prepares to handle an onslaught of ballots in the November election. The Congress wants to know what's going on there. All righty. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us here when we do come back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us. And she's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not getting enough of the right kind of foods, and if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. Now, you can take those, and for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, because they'll help you out with what you need to get and what might work with you a little better than what I've told you about. But in my case, I'll tell you what, I've been feeling good. I got rid of the blood pressure pills and all that stuff, lost a bunch of weight, and that's all good. Now, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com, and you'll start feeling pretty good, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
While America was sleeping, our police officers were busy. We had a federal fugitive task force last night take down and shoot and kill the alleged Portland shooter, the guy that was responsible for killing the Trump supporter on Saturday night. They cornered him in Lacey, Washington, a suburb of Seattle.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked to me that I think he was almost like he wanted to be killed. It didn't seem like he wanted to be caught. Is that your feeling?
Yeah, because he got out with a weapon in his hand and started to point it at the cops, and that was it. End of story.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was quite a gunfight. It was quite a gunfight that went on.
Did he fire his weapon? I didn't know.
He did. He got off some shots, but they also got off a bunch of shots too.
Yeah. And again, the guy admitted to what he did. Actually, I think on a news story that earlier that evening, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, on Vice, he said he was afraid he was going to get stabbed, but he admitted to defending himself, is what he called that. It is an admission of guilt on his part, so it is what it is. But that's over. In the meantime, another horrible incident of a police officer getting killed, this time in Cleveland, Ohio. He was on duty in his vehicle when he was ambushed. The car was shot up, and he was killed.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that story. I mean, that's another horrible, horrible story, another police officer being ambushed. The other story I was looking into as well, it's getting some attention, but I don't think it's getting the right type of attention, was what happened up in Rochester back in March. And, I'm sorry. I mean, the police were dealing with a very difficult type of a situation. And you got to remember, this is also during when COVID started.
That's
and
right.
I was spitting at the police, and they wanted to keep them from spitting. I feel really horrible for these police officers and some of the things that they have to deal with. Then somebody acts horribly, it doesn't end well. And this time it didn't end well. And now we got another situation up there in Rochester.
Seven officers have been laid off. Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
All right, now let's move along because we now know that there are at least 600 lawyers for the Biden campaign that are going to be out and about around the country, and perhaps that many or more for the Trump campaign that are going to be out and about around the country as they prepared for what they say is going to be a contested election fight.
Oh, every time around that, that the armies of lawyers come out looking, I think that it probably became pretty vogue to do that after the 2000 election and the hanging chads, everything that took place in Southeast Florida. So, it just doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got the president who made a campaign stop at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, after Joe Biden showed up at a church in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and spoke with the Blake family. But I don't know if you know this or not, but the father, Blake's father, with the anti-Semitic and racist comments that he's making, a Louis Farrakhan supporter to boot. I mean, that guy is totally unhinged, and they don't need to have him talking for anybody anymore because he is a radical, a real radical.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that there were some statements being made. If he's making statements like that, you're going to see not much attention being played on this because, again, they can't allow people to actually see whether the truth. So, I didn't know he was a big Farrakhan guy.
Yeah, he is. All right. FedEx Corporation plans to hire about 70,000 seasonal workers to handle the 2020 Christmas holiday push.
Yeah, I saw that. So, they're expecting, obviously, a lot of people buying things online still. So, they're going to need the workers.
Well, let's hope they have that kind of a year, right?
I mean, I would hope so. I mean, I think a lot of that kind of a year, I just think they're also just expecting more online shopping. Then I think it's probably one of the reasons, too. You want the Christmas season to be a good season, you're going to have to obviously continue to open up the country.
Yeah. Speaking of opening up the country, When it comes to the stimulus, we're hearing that Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi have an informal agreement in pencil to go forward with the stimulus and the government funding proposals.
I'm not familiar with this. I mean, I haven't seen what stimulus. Which one is this? I mean, how much is it?
I don't know.
No idea at this point in time, and I find it hard to believe that the president is going to cave to Pelosi at this point.
Don't know, but I know Pelosi still wanted her $3 trillion, and then came down to 2.4, and the Trump went up to 1.3. But we heard at one time he would go as high as 1.7. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's insane. I thought the stimulus checks were off the table. That's what I heard. So I don't know if this is bailouts for states or what.
Well, that's part of it, but also stimulus checks for the people, $1,200.
Mm-hmm. That's absolute insanity.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are currently leading the tech wealth market losses at 40. They've lost $44 billion. Just chump change, huh?
Well, listen, that's not. They didn't lose anything. They didn't. Their stock market shares didn't disappear. They just the prices went down for the day. I mean, this is what happens, and this is part of the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. When things go up, they automatically think that people have more cash in their pockets, and when they go down, people think that it disappears. No, it's underlying ownership in a company. That's what those shares are. The cash in their bank account didn't disappear.
Now, what would you say if I told you that Donald Trump appears to be polling much better with the blacks and Latinos? He may be up to as much as 27% with the blacks, and with the Latinos, he may be around 40%.
That doesn't surprise me, especially in regards to Latinos. I mean, these are people that want to get back to work. They don't like sitting around at home and not doing anything. I was reading a story yesterday thinking there might be 25,000 less hotel rooms, 25,000 less hotel rooms in New York City. You think about all of the people, especially people that are new immigrants to this country, where you're starting at the bottom and you want to work your way up and providing services in these hotels and these hotel rooms. What are they going to do for work now? This is the situation that they're in, and I don't think that they like it a bit.
What do you think about the Nancy Pelosi hairdresser story with the beauty salon? That's starting to gain some traction. By the way, there is a petition up at change.org to sign a petition to have Nancy Pelosi brought up on charges.
Well, you know what I'd like to see happen? I'd like to see the state of California cave and then open up all the salons so people can get back to work. Something can good come out of this. If it's covering Nancy's butt, let it be. Let them open the salons up so people can get back to work.
Well, you would think that would be a good idea, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think that'd be fantastic.
All right, well, hold that thought. We will be talking to you on Monday morning. I hope you have yourself a great weekend, and don't take any wooden nickels.
All righty, you got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. And make sure you catch his show over the weekend on 250 stations all around the country. And I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout. And the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.